Welcome, Siouxland Catholic Radio listeners, to Faith in Action. This is a new show. It's locally produced by Channel 88.1 FM, KFHC Ponca Sioux City, and KOIA Storm Lake. It airs every Monday at 9 a.m., and it replays every Saturday at 7 p.m. I'm Joanne Fox. I'm a Siouxland Catholic Radio board member, and I am your host for today's show. So, welcome. And we have some really interesting stuff to talk about today. And unless you've been living under a rock for a long time, if I say the words Archbishop Fulton Sheen, I am sure your ears will perk up, because I think it's rare in this day and age to not run into someone who had some relationship with Archbishop Fulton Sheen. And now he is Venerable Servant of God, Archbishop Fulton Sheen. And so my guest for the program today is Monsignor Stanley Deptula. Forgive me if I pronounce that incorrectly. I'm sure you will set me straight, Monsignor. He happens to be the Executive Director of the Cause for Sainthood for Venerable Servant of God, Archbishop Fulton Sheen. And so welcome, Monsignor Stanley, to Faith in Action.
Joanne, it's a delight to be with you today and to speak with your listeners. And you got my last name right, Deptula. It's a good Polish name.
Ah, and listeners who ever heard me speak on Catholic radio know that all four of my grandparents came to this country from Poland, even though my last name is Fox. My maiden name was Zukowski, my mother's maiden name was Dabrowski, and my grandmother's maiden name was Jelinkiewicz. So very Polish. Yeah. But you're going to have to remind me.
I knew I liked you, Joanne, and you're going to have me over for dinner then someday.
And it will be Polish sausage and sauerkraut, kielbasa and pierogi. Absolutely. But I've got to ask you, you know, my Polish is a little rusty. I remember, you know, hearing my folks converse in Polish when I was growing up because they were able to do that. But I must say, Deptula does not ring a bell with me. So what might that be derived from?
No, it wasn't shortened. It wasn't changed. It's kind of like Karol Wojtyła. That ending with that L-A sound mm-hmm. is rather common, I'm told, in the southern part of Poland, where, of course, John Paul II was from and where my family is from. I am told that Deptulas in southern Poland is almost as common as Smiths in our country. So, yeah, I've not met many other Deptulas outside of my family, but I'm told over there it's not all that uncommon.
Well, who knew? Very good. And, like, for example, my mother's name, Dabrowski, that was changed a little bit. But, of course, Dom, I do remember that was house, because Mom always talked about, you know, that was so cool. And Dabrowski, if, again, we're getting off track here a little bit, but the Polish national anthem was March, March, Dabrowski, Zemielski, Topolski. Thank you, listeners, for that brief musical interlude.
Thank you, listeners, for letting us go down that memory lane and making me a little hungry for kielbasa and sauerkraut.
Oh, gosh. Anyway, that was a delightful exchange between the two of us, but we are here to talk about Archbishop Fulton Sheen. But maybe a little bit more about you, Monsignor Stanley. And tell me about yourself, where you grew up, maybe went to school, how you discerned a vocation, how you came to be associated with the Diocese of Peoria.
Sure. No, I love sharing my story. So my family, especially the Polish side of my family, is from the East Coast. My dad's family, the Polish side of me, is from upstate New York, and I was actually born in New Jersey, where my mom's family was from.
Oh.
Then, when all my grandparents moved down to Florida, my parents moved down to Florida. So I actually grew up in Clearwater, Florida, along the Gulf Coast. I went to Catholic grade school and high school, and it was actually about in 7th or 8th grade, the idea of becoming a priest really first entered my heart. You know, spent high school with a girlfriend and summer jobs and kind of all the usual high school activities. But then it was time to make the decision to go to college. I really believed that God was calling me to the seminary. So from Florida, of all places, the diocese down there sent me to Minnesota, to the seminary in Winona, to Immaculate Heart of Mary Seminary. So that was really my introduction to the Midwest and Midwest faithful Catholics and just the rootedness I find in so many, especially of our small towns, and I just loved it. My heart felt very attached. I was never much of a beach person. So when I saw cornfields and bean fields and small country churches, I knew that was home for me. And after a couple years of prayerful discernment, I believe God was calling me to the Diocese of Peoria. So as a seminarian, I joined Peoria, finished up my theology school out in Philadelphia, and was ordained 25 years ago, last month, as a priest of the Diocese of Peoria. And I have loved being a priest of Peoria. I've had a number of really interesting assignments in my 25 years, but I got to tell you, Joanne, I never would have thought I would be so directly involved in the cause for canonization. And to be involved in the cause of a man who is such a hero to so many people, it's been a real delight to be the executive director of the Sheen cause.
And some of your assignments, were you like the typical assistant pastor or parochial vicar, you know, if we're going to go into the canonical terms? And did you do like some schoolwork? And then I know you are a pastor of as many parishes as possibly your bishop can assign you. So tell us a little about your assignments in the Diocese of Peoria.
You know, I really love being a priest, and I love talking about priesthood and encouraging young men to really consider God's will in their life. And I'll tell them, if they ever think the priesthood is boring, they just need to talk to me, because my life has never been boring. As is very typical, my first assignment was to a very large parish in the Quad Cities in Moline, Illinois. I was there for a couple years, and from there went to work at the Newman Center at the University of Illinois. Now, I'd never been on a secular university campus. I've Catholic schools for 20 grades. And so I asked my bishop, you know, what's the Newman Center? I'd be happy to go there, but I'm not even sure what it is. So I came to the University of Illinois, huge Big Ten school, and just really fell in love with the dynamism of college campus ministry. So I did that for several years, went from Illinois. It was pastor of several parishes in the country. From there, I went to work at Bradley University in Peoria, and I helped to restart the new ministry there. And then while I was there, also got involved in some diocesan work. I was the director of the Office of Divine Worship for our diocese. I went on to become pastor of several parishes in the city of Peoria. And in the midst of all that, you know, because us modern priests can't have one full-time job, in the midst of that, in 2008, Bishop Jenke asked me to take on the work of the executive director for the Sheen cause. Eventually, fast forward, I've been doing that for so many years, had other kind of assignments, and now I find myself back in Champaign as the pastor of a wonderful, large parish with a great big grade school, 400 kids in our grade school here at St. Matthew Champaign, and continuing the work for the Sheen cause. So yeah, my life has been one adventure after another. I've loved every single part of it. Sure, there are hard days, stressful days, lonely days. I love being a priest, and I love everything the church has ever asked me to do.
Wonderful faith journey. And how interesting to go from Florida to Winona, Minnesota, which literally, I'm not sure if I could pick up a rock and throw it from Sioux City to Winona. That'd be quite a wind-up. But Winona is not that far away. And then to come down to Peoria, which again, most people understand where Peoria is in relationship, you know, to Sioux City. Midwesterners kind of know all that good stuff. So what an interesting faith journey. And then, of course, you, as most of our priests, wear many hats. And how interesting that you would don this Fulton Sheen Cause for Sainthood hat in 2008. Tell the listeners what you knew about Fulton Sheen before the bishop called you in and said, this is what we'd like you to do.
So way back when I was a college seminarian in, must have been the late 80s, early 90s, I had a classmate from Duluth, and he loved Fulton Sheen, just passionate about Fulton Sheen. And he was always trying to get me to read books by Fulton Sheen. And I said, Rich, if Fulton Sheen were so great, he'd be a saint. I'm not going to read his books. So fast forward so many years later, here I am in charge of making him a saint. So my first introduction was a very kind of a general introduction to this classmate of mine. Although I do remember Fulton Sheen had some really great picture books. Some of you may remember This is the Mass or These are the Sacraments. He did the commentary, a very famous photographer named Josef Karsh took these great pictures. And growing up in the 70s, kind of in that era of ugly in the church, I do remember seeing these photos of Mass and the sacraments, and that did leave a lasting impression on me. So my early memories of those picture books, those photo books of Fulton Sheen, in college, a friend of mine introduced me to him, but I got to tell you, after really being asked to take on the cause in 2008, Fulton Sheen entered my life. I just devour as many books of his as I can. I'm still clearly not through them all. I've read a couple of them more than once because some of them are so amazing. I love listening to him. Boy, he really is still a presence, as you mentioned, a real presence on radio, real presence on the internet. But he has truly become a dear friend of mine, a brother priest, and he challenges me. I get challenged by Fulton Sheen regularly to be a better priest, be a better Christian.
Excellent. Well, listeners, that gives you just a little taste of what we're going to talk about during this hour of Faith in Action. So it is time again to take a short break so we can give a shout out to our supporters and underwriters. I want to remind you that you are listening to Faith in Action. I'm your host today, Joanne Fox, and we're going to take a short break. Be right back. Stay tuned.